Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. We're thinking about the lordly huckleberry, mm-hmm. Kind of a Montana treat,
oh, yes.
You might say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Montana sub-industry, perhaps. but it's pretty incredible. The amount of huckleberries that are available now compared to just a few years ago.
It's quite remarkable. And it's always wild.
It's huckleberries. Yeah, yeah. You can't make an industry out mm-hmm. of huckleberries in a way because it depends on, you can't cultivate them, really.
No,
you
can't.
It's kind of like the cloudberry. They've never been able to domesticate it as a plant. But they're delicious. You know, they're obviously related to the blueberry, but the difference between a blueberry and a huckleberry is like, I don't know, it's the difference between cheese whiz and cheese.
The huckleberry is that wow to the taste buds.
Yeah, I'll say. They're readily available in the farmers markets.
Readily available there. Huckleberries are so great.
Well, you've remarked on one particular aspect of them that interests me is that the early huckleberry has a more piquant flavor.
Yes, really. Within the first 3 weeks or so, the berries are smaller. I find that they mm-hmm. have much more intensity of flavor than they are later. Later season berries tend to be larger. They tend to have a glossy sheen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the early season ones, they're purple, but they have little flecks of red. And they just are delicious just to pop into your mouth. You know, they're just so wonderful just to eat that way. So I tend to buy early season berries, and then what I don't use, I freeze.
Uh-huh.
And in order to freeze them, I'll put them on a baking sheet with a rim, not a cookie sheet, a baking sheet.
Uh-huh.
And I'll put wax paper on it or even plastic wrap. And then I'll put the berries on that. And I don't want to have them more than one or two berries thick. I don't want to have a one-inch layer of berries or a half-inch layer of
uh-huh.
berries. I want them to be one or two layers thick so that they will freeze quickly. And then I can gather them up and put them into heavy-duty freezer bags, and then I'll date them and then uh-huh. put them in the freezer. Now, frozen huckleberries cook, they keep really, really well.
Yeah.
And just recently, Dorothy raided our freezer to see what huckleberries we had in there. Because I told her, I said, I don't think we have very many. I don't remember freezing any last year. So she brings up this baking sheet full of bags with berries and ice. I mean, there's ice in the bags.
Yeah.
But the date of one of the bags was 2011. So that's like 8 years ago. 8 years ago. I said, I'm taking all of them. I'm going to put them little by little. I'll put them under the running tap water, you know, and just wash off as much of the ice as I can. And I had enough of those berries, those frozen berries from indeterminate years in addition to that eight-year-old berry. And I made 12 jars of huckleberry jam, and they were sensational. The taste of the berry was still there after all those years.
Well, you know, you also made huckleberry pie the other day.
I did,
which
from the fresh berries.
I happened to stumble into that. And I was eating that pie, which was so good. I mean, I'm in the midst of eating it and my mouth is still watering. You know, I mean, that's a little weird, don't you think? I mean, I'm used to the Pavlovian
yes, the promise of something.
Yeah. But once you're into it and you're still, it's still mouth watering. But part of it was the delicious crust.
Well, but you know what?
You had lard in that.
I had, 50% lard, 50% butter.
That's a genius thing.
It makes, you know, such a fabulous crust.
But you did, I noticed you confessed that you and Dorothy sat down and you ate half of the pie. It's a testament, folks, you know. When the cook confesses, you know, I'm sorry, I ate it all.
Well, we each had a slice, but then after my 10 minutes later, I said, do you want any more? She said, yes, oh, I do.
I have a little piece. Yeah, just a little squish. But, you know, there's many more things you can do with huckleberries. You can, they're wonderful in ice cream if you're making ice cream.
You make ice cream.
They make
also
great ice cream sauces.
And oh, yes, and sauces for pancakes.
Oh, yes,
and,
wonderful.
And muffins, terrific muffins and coffee cakes.
Yeah, there's a... I'll tell you, they're wonderful in just about anything.
Everything. Just about anything.
I've even seen pemmican. Uh-huh. And, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Uh-huh. You can't stop people once they get, you know, how people are. They're ingenious.
Well, we're so fortunate we have them.
We have so many. But anyway, don't let this season pass you by, folks, without getting some more of those huckleberries. And don't forget to come back next week for
The Food Guys.